Dozens of people displaced by a fire yesterday in the Mountain View neighborhood of Anchorage will sleep at a shelter tonight. The fire burned a 38-unit apartment building, which is a total loss. KSKA's Daisha Eaton visited the fire site today and has this story.
16-year-old Sarah Messick returned to Glenwood Manor with her parents to see if they could salvage anything from their former home. But fire officials wouldn't let them in. Messick says her family of 10 had lived in the apartment since May, when they moved to Anchorage. With 5 kids in school, Messick says they need clothes and school supplies.
I feel really bummed because I have a lot of school supplies still inside, especially clothing, because it's very cold in the shelter. But we're still hoping for the best, and hopefully everything will turn out good for everybody who lives here in Mountain View.
Fire officials say flames spread quickly through the 38-unit apartment complex. It was built in 1963. The building is still standing, but officials say it's a total loss. Laura Spano is a spokesperson for the Red Cross of Alaska. She says 37 people displaced by the fire stayed at a shelter at the Fairview Recreation Center Thursday night.
Everybody's without a home right now, so we've opened the shelter to make sure that we can get everybody's immediate needs taken care of and work to give them referrals for long-term housing and long-term care. In any disaster like this, almost everything that is in your home has been lost, so we're going to provide assistance for them to be able to replace their clothing and those basic necessities.
Spano says the shelter will remain open through the weekend. The best way to help the victims of the fire, she says, is to make a donation to the Red Cross of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.